Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Scared of their censoring right now. In the next segment, I'm going to plunge into all the other news we've not hit yet. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis. And this is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened, and everybody focused on it. That is how mass formation psychosis happens, and that is what's happened here.
And that's a really hopeful message going into the new year, is that there's a growing cohort of people that are increasingly aware of how thoroughly we've been manipulated.
So you'd say you've been red-pilled?
In like multidimensional red pill. I thought I was red pilled. You know, I've been on the inside for so long and seen Tony Fauci's machinations for so long. It's how that's my origin story, was the initial AIDS crisis starting in 83 when I was in Davis. And, so I saw the hardball politics. The other thing for me has been the personal journey of coming to terms with what the World Economic Forum really represents. And I really resisted that. You know, people initially were coming to me talking about the Great Reset. I was like, oh, this is crazy talk.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
It sure sounds like a conspiracy
theory.
Great reset. Yeah, but then it's all documented. And then you see it being deployed. Mm. And a group of Canadians on a podcast the other day sent me some links from WEF to a site. This is one of the last things I tweeted before. and it had a extremely detailed map of all of the policy positions and the actions that the WEF was taking for a huge range of topics, not least of which is COVID-19. And it's kind of a public document that clearly states everybody that's in our little clique, in our club, these are the things that we will think, these are the things that we will say, this is how we will act. And that one was kind of like the icing on the cake. Here it is. You know, this is, they're proud of it. Mm-hmm. They don't hide it. This is the vision. It is a full-on globalist totalitarian vision with the money.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Video last night that Darren McGrain made about a month ago from Joe Rogan.
Sensitivity.
And whoever re-uploaded it cut our bugs off, but that's fine. That's all I care about. Because to me, that's success, is that our stuff's out there and is sent back to us and our bugs are cut off. But doesn't get censored. What matters is it gets out there and warns people. Getting sick and even some of them dying after the shots, you're a blessed person. But this is the reality of what's happening. We can't ignore the neurological problems it's causing and even death. We're joined by John Henry Weston, who I really appreciate coming on at LifeSiteNews.com. John Henry is the co-founder and editor-in-chief of LifeSiteNews.com. He and his wife, Diana, and their 8 children live in Ottawa Valley in Ontario, Canada. And he's a very, very well-known speaker, and I feel like I know him because I watched so many of his videos. But he joins us now to talk about the crazy world we're living in and what's currently unfolding, and also the attack of the leftist pope on conservative Catholics, and the 2,000 years of teaching, the incredible hypocrisy of pushing the minority rights except while crushing the unvaxxed. Woke politics ignores the greatest social injustice of history, in all of history, that the mass slaughter of children in the womb, the answer to the rape and incest argument, and how to confront the LGBT attack on our young people. And he joins us. But I got to say, some of the interviews I've seen with some of the Catholic bishops from Italy and Germany and other places are just absolutely amazing. And I've seen it's been John Henry Weston that's interviewed them. These guys sound as awake as Dr. Malone or myself or any of these people. I mean, they're talking about the Great Reset, the New World Order, how it's a satanic takeover, a plan for the mark of the beast, the global vaccine passport. And so that's really exciting. And we're very also blessed to have LifeSite News having a very popular page on band.video. So John Henry Weston, LifeSiteNews.com, thank you for coming on with us today. So much to talk about.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having us on.
Well, where do you want to start? What about that amazing bishop out of Italy and the work he's doing. I mean, this is amazing. I guess there's a civil war going on inside the Catholic Church like there is in every other institution, or what's happening?
Well, definitely. So Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who is really a great hero in the church today, not only for the Catholic Church, it really speaks to the whole wide world. As you said many times, the Catholic Church has had an influence on the whole wide world for, well, the last 2,000 years. But at this time, we've experienced a time of crisis like none other. And very interestingly, just at this time, God chooses to raise up someone who will speak the truth despite the not only obfuscation, but error coming from the top, which, by the way, is unique in the history of the Catholic Church. Yes, there have been popes who've been corrupt and had children out of, and not even in wedlock and all sorts of things. Yes, that's always gone on. But to try and attempt to change the moral teachings of the church has never happened. And so we have really a lightning rod in Archbishop Vigano, who has been very prolific in calling a spade, speaking the truth despite its politically incorrectness, and daring to do so while knowing that his life could be in danger. Before he even came on the public scene that he's on, he was in the Vatican working in the background, pointing out financial irregularities, knowing full well that this could have cost him his life. He was then moved to the United States as the nuncio, the papal representative to the United States, and operated there under Pope Benedict. All was fine and good. Bergoglio becomes Pope, and then problems start to happen, especially when Kim Davis, if you recall, and I know you covered her as well, Kim Davis, a heroic marriage registrar, refused to put her name to homosexual marriages. Archbishop Vigano, when the Pope came to visit the United States, arranged for Kim Davis to meet with the Pope. And really, that was his undoing, because he wanted to show this great Christian lady to not only the Pope, but to the whole wide world, so that they could see her heroic act in terms of defending God's definition of marriage. And it's that, we learn later, that really was the undoing of Archbishop Vigano, because Pope Francis, as we heard from his own collaborators, was so ticked off by Archbishop Vigano bringing forward Kim Davis that was really his axe in terms of what's been going on. So there's great intrigue going on right now inside the Catholic Church, very much what people might have considered conspiracy theory before, but it's all out in the open right now.
I'm glad you want to get into Vigano first, because I mean, I've been aware of him for a long time since the case you talked about, you know, watching that. And the way I think he probably did it on purpose to like point out that this false pope would obviously reject this good woman. And I don't hate anybody. I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. I've admitted to that. But as soon as, quote, gay marriage was legalized, the dam broke, and now it's pedophilia, and now it's a sexualization of children, and it just made it 50 times more crazy. So this wasn't people wanting equal rights, the people that run this agenda. I mean, it was really a takeover, and that was seen as almost a capturing of the flag. And then once that got legalized, it doesn't seem we've seen the dam break.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Alex, you've been around long enough to know that the same folks who were pushing that agenda always had as part of their club the Man Boy Love Association, all these pedophile organizations. They shunned them for a time so that they could appear to the public like something, you know, copacetic, like something above board. And now that their agenda is through, lo and behold, what's coming right back to the table, but this whole, now they call it intergenerational sex. So they're coming up with new euphemisms to hide this agenda, which has always been part of the program from the beginning.
You study the spiritual side in depth. There really is, though, a desire by evil throughout history to target children. Where do you think that comes from? I mean, from evil's perspective.
The corruption of the innocents has always been the program of Satan. Satan hated mankind in the beginning. He wanted to corrupt Adam and Eve with sin, and so offered them, first through Eve and then through Adam, the forbidden fruit. And this is Satan's end game all the time, because he himself fell from grace. He was, of course, Lucifer, an angel of light, and he rebelled against God with his "I will not serve." And really, that's what it's about. And that's how he tempts us as well. All the time in our lives, when we choose to go our own way, it's about, I will not serve. I will not serve the Lord. Because we all know what God wants. He wants us to be good, to be holy, to follow his commandments. And that's tough, because here we are on earth, tempted by God knows what. And with the advent of the internet, we have all those temptations, not only just at the store, you have to go to them, they come right to your front door. In fact, they're shoved in your face. And so to deny yourself, as the scripture says, is a challenge, but it's something that we can do with the grace of Christ. But it's relying on that grace, is staying in touch with God all day, every day, in order to be able to do what God wants us to do. And yes, it's a challenge. Everybody knows that. In fact, that's why the great lie of the LGBT movement, I was born this way, you just want to deny me all my fun, you hate me, is exactly the opposite. In fact, all of us who are straight, as they say.
Hold on, John Henry Weston, this is important. We'll come back in a few minutes and go right back to this larger discussion. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
LifeSideNews.com. They do huge conferences. They do daily shows. They do so much more. Really blessed and honored to have them reposting the material over at Man.Video. Our main mission is to take censored information and get out to a wider audience. But this is really a battle versus good and evil. And I remember when I was a child growing up and going to church and hearing all this. My parents took me to a lot of different Christian churches to give me a wider perspective. You know, thinking, okay, yeah, this is pretty wild, but it touches me at my heart. But now that I've grown up and seen it unfold and seen it manifest, it's all real. And it turns out the enemy are not a bunch of agnostics. They're not a bunch of atheists. They say that because they don't want you knowing about God. 9 times out of 10, they're actually occultists. And it's just running rampant. So you got cut off, John Henry Weston, of LifeSideNews.com. By the break, you were saying something really important.
So we're talking about really the ultimate battle, and it's so funny that it revolves around sexuality. Think about it. And this is not my insight, by the way. Peter Kreeft, a great philosopher, theologian. Abortion, homosexuality, in vitro fertilization, divorce, contraception, all of these things that form the whole of the culture war today, pornography and masturbation, all of it. They all seem to revolve around this one thing. In fact, when for Catholics, especially in the crowd, will know that Our Lady of Fatima came 100 years ago to warn about the times we're living in. And she said, the devil uses impurity, sins of the flesh, more than any other to bring people to hell. And it's very, very interesting why that. Well, in one of your clips during the break, you mentioned about our relationship with God. Funny enough, the scriptures tell us, St. Paul, he writes, he says, and when a man leaves his family and joins himself to the wife, the two become one flesh. And all the teenagers in the crowd go, oh, I know what he's talking about. But as we mature and grow, we understand, wait a minute, the next verse there says, but I'm not talking about the marriage relationship. I'm talking about the relationship between Christ and his church. And that is so key. Because Jesus, that relationship between Jesus and his church, between us and our Lord, is compared in the scriptures to the relationship between a husband and wife. And so that's the key. We see it every day. God stamped it in all eternity, right from the beginning, that you'd have this relationship between a husband and wife. And we'd all understand what that is. This is the family we grow in. And so this is what we know and what we're called to. So if you're Satan and you want to destroy the relationship between God and man, especially between Christ and us, you want to attack the primary example that the scriptures use, and so he attacks the marriage relationship. And that's why this LGBT craze, the pornography craze, the even in vitro fertilization, which undoes the marriage relationship as the key to procreation, that's why this is now flooding the earth, because Satan is using it to attack the most important reality. And so what we were saying before the break about how to resist these things? No one hates LGBT persons who have this disorder, and it is a disorder of loving someone or wanting to have sexual relations with someone of the same sex. No one hates them. They, just like us, are all tempted to sin of all kinds, of all sorts of things. And yet, when they struggle against these temptations to do wrong, to do evil, to harm their own bodies and those whom they're with, we too can learn from them and also not do that. We know that it's tough as a married man to not even look with lust at another woman, but we're tempted to do it every day. And so there's strength in stealing yourself, in, as the scriptures say, denying yourself, taking up your cross and following our Lord. It's really the key. It's the key to fighting Satan and getting right with God.
Well, John, expanding on that, There is no doubt that there is a governmental corporate attack on human biology and an attempt to separate men and women and make humans be basically controlled by Big Pharma. They admit that's their plan, the transhumanist plan. So they use all our lust and all our desire to make it look like, oh, Satan wants you to have this great party. But really, they admit from CIA documents that were released back in the 70s, from the 60s, they wanted to end mothers and fathers of the nuclear family because they were strong. They wanted to isolate people and have relationships be empty and only about pleasure, not about long-term relationships and your children and the really things that are so much more valuable even than sex. And I like sex. The point is that they want to keep people from maturing and basically arrest their development where they're young fools that can then be misled, have their sexuality twisted. And then the political system of Satanism and Aleister Crowley and ritual magic becomes their new religion because they're looking for the fulfilling sex of a man and a woman together in marriage. So they keep doing more and more perverted things thinking they're finally going to find the satisfaction when it was always there in that union of man and woman under God, which is an incredible ritual because it merges us and creates a new human, a gift given to us by God. And it's the Satanists that want to take over that incredible process.
Exactly so. And you have, right in that, is also the separation of man himself from God. Because even apart from the marriage relationship, which not everybody enters for whatever reason, all sorts of them, but even apart from that, we all live in families, we all have a mother and father, both as our example and hopefully our mentors, but we also have that understanding of what it should be, and therefore that relationship. And so that's wanted to be destroyed from the beginning, and now that the sort of government, if you want to call it that, or the global government, has taken on this satanic agenda as its own, you can see this push. And we have to fight it with everything we are. Now, the forces arrayed against us are huge, but they always have been. They were demonic before they were governmental. And so we might feel like we're little Davids, but little Davids beat Goliath every time. Rely on our Lord. Rely on him, first of all, in your own heart. That's the biggest battle. The biggest battle is fighting evil in your own heart and getting yourself right before him with God. Because you know what? Ultimately, what you're alive for is one thing. Yes, we might be around for, let's say, 70 years, maybe 100 years. But compared to all eternity, millennia upon millennia upon millennia, without even, that's not even a blink of the rest of your existence in eternity, that 75 or 100 years you live will be but a blip. And in that short blip, you're going to decide where you're going to spend the rest of eternity. That's what it's all about.
And the enemy knows that, and they want to claw us down into this system with them. As it becomes more and more obvious, what do you expect to happen in society? I already see a great separation happening, and biblically we're told that's going to happen.
Well, absolutely. In Matthew 24:24, where our Lord speaks really about what is to come, he says something very interesting. He talks about wars and rumors of wars, great earthquakes happening, and all sorts of things, a lot of which we've already seen. But he mentions over and over and over again Antichrist, a religious figure. And you alluded to it just earlier when you said about how the powers that be aren't really atheists. They're really occultists. And this is what we're heading for. The human heart is made for faith. We can't have this vacuum of everybody pretending to be atheists because they're not. They make a god of something. We've made a god of money. We've made a god of now. The new vaccine has become a sacrament in this new world order type of religion. But interestingly, that will always come. So Antichrist is coming, who will be a religious figure, because we can't be a religious. We're going to be religious. And whether we choose God or anti-God or Antichrist will be the question. And so I believe that that's coming. And it's already here in a lot of ways.
John Henry Weston, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that. I agree. The Antichrist spirit is here with us now. Where's it going next?
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I mean, I look at some of the headlines. They're now announcing after it passed what we told you about 6 months ago. The stimulus bill and the transportation bill, the infrastructure bill, both had legislation in it about tracker chips to track everywhere you go and what you do inside of your cars and to kill switch your cars. And now we've got these headlines. UK government greases skids for fleets of surveillance drones over cities to force compliance with all the new rules. And Klaus Schwab says there will be a lot of robots soon. All cars sold in EU to be fitted with data recording black box. It's all breaking. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why John Henry Weston is here. I watch so many of his interviews, so many of his shows, 3 or 4 times a week. I end up watching lengthy interviews he does.
with so many great awake people. And what I know is they're followers of Christ. I don't get into Baptist or Catholic or any of this. I'm not a Pharisee up here judging people. God does that. I judge a tree by its fruits. And I just see a lot of great people that call themselves Baptist, call themselves Catholic, call themselves, we love Jesus. We don't want the Antichrist system. And we're trying to stand up and say no. And I talk about bad things I've done because I love God, but I'm not perfect. I'm not a hypocrite. And so you call me non-denominational, whatever. I just want to oppose the Antichrist system. And at the end of the day, that's why you can see some of the most ardent opponents of this current Pope are Catholics, because they can point out what's happening in their own house. Are we pointing out what our own preachers and other groups are doing? So you were getting into the Antichrist. I mean, I see this Pope. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, but the things he's promoting is the exact Klaus Schwab agenda. So is Klaus Schwab promoting an Antichrist agenda? Yes. Is this current Pope pushing it? Absolutely. What do you think of this, or what's your view of this? And because you were at break, you were getting into this Antichrist spirit that's clearly getting really strong.
Yes, it is. It is. And probably the most severe sign that it's getting strong is, in fact, the Pope. In fact, the Masons had an agenda to bring the Pope on side. You know, that was already 500 years ago. And it appears we've already got that now. They were first saying we're going to bring one of our own to the Pope. And then, no, we don't have to do that. We just have to bring him on side. It's one of the greatest signs of the end times that we see the Pope now taking on an Antichrist agenda. And what is that agenda? That agenda is the same one that says that same-sex civil unions are okay to do when the church has always opposed it. Says that in great circumstances you can just use contraception, which the church has always opposed. Says that cohabitation is real marriage and has the grace of real marriage. All of these things this Pope has done. And it so flies in the face of 2,000 years of consistent church teaching. It's unbelievable. But it's not only him. It's also those who call themselves Catholic. For instance, in Canada, we have Justin Trudeau, who calls himself a Catholic. Now, you always know the anti-Catholic agenda by following what these fake Catholics do. So Justin Trudeau just called those who oppose the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, racist and misogynists. Now, this is hilarious, coming from a person who himself has done blackface, and there's video of him, of course, it's all censored, doing blackface. But not only that, that's a woke agenda that I don't think is really racist anyway. But nonetheless, he did it, still calls those of us who oppose the vaccine racist and misogynist. This is the same prime minister that, during one of the debates, went and elbowed a woman in parliament. This is in the chest, by the way. This is absolute insanity. The hypocrisy coming from here is just mind-boggling. But we see that everywhere.
Well since you raised Trudeau, because I know you live in Canada, let me ask you a few questions. Because I look at the crazy prime minister saying orgies, 25 people in New Zealand, and don't look at the sunset, and don't talk to your neighbors. You think, okay, it can't get much worse. Then he, Trudeau, as you know, says, I like communism like Xi Jinping. It's my favorite system. And then, yeah, elbows the woman, runs around like a maniac, says last week, yeah, we're attacking and getting rid of your basic freedoms, including the provinces. I mean, he's like a cartoon character, like a Monty Python skit of tyranny. So out of all these horrible people, he's one of the worst. I mean, he's almost as bad as Kim Jong-un. Who is this maniac?
Now, this maniac is the son of one of the first maniacs. It was actually his dad, Pierre Trudeau, who actually first brought into Canada legalization, both first contraception, then abortion, homosexuality, and really opening the floodgates to immorality. And this is just the natural progression of that opening to the satanic, of that opening to flouting of God's law. And all in the name of faith. It's so funny. The corruption of Catholicism particularly is so evident here when you see it. And if you really want to find out, I said, as in the anti-Catholic agenda, you always watch the leftist fake Catholics, who are really the most anti-Catholic people, in a way also because they know exactly what buttons to push to go perfectly against the faith and against the will of God.
Well, let's expand on that. Take the pedophile rings that infiltrated the Catholic Church. Now we see it's in the Boy Scouts. It's in major universities. It's everywhere. It's in the public schools. This is a group that knows how to bring these groups in and take over.
Indeed it is. This is an agenda which seeks to attack and work its way in, and it is demonic. And when you arrive, you know, the scripture says something interesting. It says, when you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, that's when to know things are really bad. And it's very interesting because we do have a holy place, all the holy places marked by Christ, the place of his resurrection, the place of his birth, and Rome, where St. Peter was the first pope and was crucified.
Yeah, built the church.
And the marks of Christianity are all over the place. If you ever go to Rome, you go and witness all the places where the apostles themselves suffered martyrdom and everything else. All of the history of Christianity is all right there. And that's right now where you see this pope taking on this agenda. The abomination of desolation has hit the holy place. I think we need to wake up and look at what's going on.
So is it fair to say that, I mean, this guy is fully conscious of what he's doing? Because, I mean, obviously he could just be blackmailed. Or is he consciously 100% behind the agenda? Because you look at him, like I said, it's lockstep with the UN, lockstep with Klaus Schwab.
It's a very interesting question. He has a history of being leftist. So perhaps, and I did ask one of the cardinals this once, you know, who was close to him, if he really believes what he's saying, or if he's just putting this on for an act for power, or maybe he's being manipulated or what. And the cardinals seem to think, yeah, he actually believes it. What we know is one very interesting thing, and this is where the little people, as I would count myself in, and all of us, have real power. You see, the demons are convicted. They're convinced. But with the other side, who are still in human form, they have the opportunity of conversion. St. Paul was a monster. St. Paul went and dragged Christians out of their homes and killed them. And so he was feared by everyone at the time. And yet he converted. We have the opportunity to pray for the conversion of people like Justin Trudeau, but also Pope Francis. And you know, if these people converted, had a Pauline conversion, our Lord would knock them off their horses, if you will, and show them the truth. They could become the greatest evangelists. And so we still have that opportunity, because among Satan's cohorts, he has all these human actors that need to play their part. And they are susceptible to change. They are susceptible to the grace of Christ, and we got to pray for them. Pray for their conversions. And here's a Catholic asking you, begging you, to pray along with me for the conversion of Pope Francis.
Well, Christ told us to pray for our enemies.
Absolutely. Because, as St. Paul said, then we're heaping coals upon their heads.
All right, we're going to come back in a final segment. You know what I got? John Henry Weston on. He's a smart guy, LifeSiteNews.com. And they are fighting the poison shots. They're fighting the mark of the beast. They're fighting the whole global agenda. We'll talk to them about the big interviews. I mean, you see interviews on there. You're not going to see anywhere else that are banned everywhere. At banned.video, they are alive and well. And that's why all you keeping us on air is so important, because you're not just keeping InfoWars on air. You're keeping all these other great voices, like LifeSiteNews.com, with another place where they get the truth out. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To the town of Albury, one fine day.
Well, I'm a big fan of John Henry Weston. I've been following his work for more than, that'll be 15 years plus. I don't know how long LifeSite News has been there. Maybe 20 years. I don't remember so long. And he just does great work. And to see the huge conferences they have and how they bring everybody together, it's so beautiful. And he's absolutely right. You know, you've got a Catholic person here calling out this corrupt pope, not to bash Catholics, but to tell the truth. Just like we could do all day long, those of us that are in a different denomination. The point is, we love Christ. Christ judges the heart. I think it's really important for all of us to come together around the teachings of Christ and the Bible, especially as we go into these very, very dark times ahead. And it's a lot of great conservative Catholics like him that I see at the front lines actually opposing this evil. So I just want to ask you here, if you feel comfortable doing it, just to lead us all in a prayer to God for awakening and just whatever touches your heart.
Oh, absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Eternal Father, in the most holy name of Jesus, by the infinite merits of his most precious blood, we beg thee to send thy Holy Spirit with his graces, his healing powers upon us, that we might know and do thy will, that we might spread thy truth through the ends of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. All right. Powerful. Well, in closing, the time we have, I want you to come coast sometime if you like, or come to town if you like. But you also just big picture, what else you want to get out there, folks? And also tell us about the amazing stuff you're doing over at LifeSite News. Because, you know, to me, I see other great organizations out there that makes me feel stronger and better during these dark times.
Well, at LifeSite News, we've been around nearly 25 years now. We cover life, faith, family, freedom. We've got just an incredible team. I can't say enough about the incredible reporters, the videographers, the video reporters that are there. We're putting out shows more and more. We're doing really well, and then got banned on YouTube, which is no surprise. We got kicked off Twitter, and so we're very much, you can always go to LifeSiteNews.com. At the top right-hand side, you'll find the watch button. We'll always be there, and thanks to you, we're on band.video as well. And we're basically there to offer the truth and to give many people what they need to know in order to live in our times, and really to live lives of faith and fidelity to Christ. So we have great, great guests. One of the people that I spoke to about this insanity that we're living in today is Dr. Peter McCullough. And I know you've had him on before as well. He's just an absolute genius, who's also being banned everywhere. Baylor's trying to go after him, and they booted him out already of everything. It's incredible. Yet one of the most published researchers, scientists on this whole question, like nobody else is. Yet banned from the public square, being taken out of this conversation where he is the number one expert. We also have had many people who have brought forward the truth, and some brought forward the truth on life. That's one of the most important things we're facing. You know, we always think of ourselves today as, oh, such a civilized society, not like the barbarism from before. And yet we have a barbarism now more than any.
Oh, it's all hidden. The old barbarism was out in the open. Now it's all hidden.
Exactly. It's all done under white lab coats. In fact, if you add up the number of deaths from all the world wars ever, all the wars of all the world, you will still never come to the number of unborn children killed in the womb that we have done since the 1960s. It's an unbelievable slaughter, like never before, like nothing else.
And by the way, you know this, but I want you to elaborate on this. The Satanists aren't stupid. They know when they get us to commit that, the hedge of protection goes away, which lets them take over. That's why they try to get us to commit crimes against children, correct?
Yeah, well, we knew this going in. When they were doing the child sacrifices back in South America, this was the great, you know, conversion of the South America. That when this is how Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared, you had millions of pagans convert to the faith. At the same time, by the way, that things were going on in Europe where the faith was being abandoned by many, many. You had this incredible conversion. Why? Because they saw, their eyes were opened to the slaughter of the innocents. And yet today, we see it as women's rights, as safe procedures, safer than women's rights.
But explain how like 400 guys took over all of Mexico and Guatemala today because they said it's wrong to kill kids, and their hearts already knew it was wrong. They were doing child sacrifice. That's what caused the conversion and the collapse of the Aztec Empire. That's actually in the history. That's just not taught. Explain that to people.
Yeah, it is very evident from history. Everybody wonders why in Mexico you have this great outpouring of faith back in the, you know, 1500s. What's going on? Well, it was because of the recognition of the harm that they were doing and the great visions of what happened. There's a story of what happened. I'd ask your listeners to look it up, of Our Lady of Guadalupe. They can find that out very easily from the history books. But it's an incredible thing that people were convicted of the killing of the innocent that they were doing. And we talked already about earlier how that's satanic. We've got to recognize that today, that we are doing this. We are guilty of this like at no other time in history. But there's one interesting fact. Romans 8:28, look it up, because it says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Remember, Alex said earlier in this program, you were born to live today. And that means our Lord will provide you with the grace you need today to not only survive, but to thrive. And when I say thrive, I don't mean necessarily thrive in business or whatever. I mean thrive into eternal life. And so, yes, we're living at probably some of the most horrible times ever. But we will have more grace than ever before to deal with.
And please elaborate on that, because I've told the story of being like 18 years old and I'd been involved in some abortions, and I wasn't getting from preachers that felt bad. I literally felt convicted and pathetic and dirty, and then I literally got touched with the Holy Spirit. And I'm sorry, help me. And my whole journey politically, the big awakening happened with God saying, I'm going to fix you, but here's what you did. And it was that conviction was so strong. And you're saying that's the archetype of what woke Mexico up. That's powerful.
It is absolutely. And for all those people who are interested in it, I know everybody comes with the same story. Oh, what about rape and incest? You know what? There was a young lady who was taken up with that question herself. She was sitting on an abortion picket line, and she was asked, what about rape and incest? And she, you know what the response was? If you're going to kill somebody, why don't you start with the guilty rapist before the innocent child? And that answer really focuses us on what abortion really is. It is the taking of an innocent child's life for the sin of the dad when you're talking about rape or incest or whatever. So we really got to wake up. We got to see this greatest atrocity for what it is. We got to repent because the blood of these innocents cries to heaven for vengeance. And God only knows the sufferings that we're all enduring right now might be for that very blood.
Well, I totally agree with you. So what is from your religious research or spiritual research? Because I knew that story out of Mexico, but I never really thought about it. For me personally, it was being convicted for what I'd done by the Holy Spirit really strong that then gave me my mission. Not as some atonement. It was like, well, just follow me, do what I say, this is going to happen. That came out of all this, my love of life, because I'd like, oh, lied to myself, this isn't really killing a human, it's whatever. Then God touched my heart. And you're saying that that's a big event in Mexico as well. What do you call that process? Because that's what a lot of people are involved in abortion. Then they just sign on to evil and harden their heart instead of softening their heart the other direction.
That's right. And so you always have two choices when confronted with evil. It smacks you in the face. And you either decide for God or against him. And that is that final decision we have to make. Everybody comes to it differently. I came to it myself. But one of the things that helped me over that hump, because you come to a crisis of faith, right when you're presented with the truth, the ultimate truth, whether that is the killing of the innocents or whatever it is, you're confronted with one thing. Do I believe in God or not? That's ultimately the question it comes down to. And you know, for me, it was an amazing thing because I had a dad who was very holy. I always dismissed him as sort of sometimes conspiracy theorist, but a real holy wacko because he went to Mass every day. He prayed his rosary every day. And I thought, whatever, what a silly old man. I'd come home from clubbing and he'd be there praying at 2 a.m. But you know what? When I had my crisis of faith and I realized that the forces of evil had control over me and I had to decide what to do, I wanted to ask him, Dad, is it true? Just tell me if it's true. But you know what? When I got to him to ask him the question, it was his life that spoke to me. He was made fun of for being such a hardcore, you know, daily mass, daily rosary type of Catholic. But you know, that witness of faith is what convinced me it's all true. I know it's true because of the sufferings he endured for living it. And if he was going to endure that suffering, not for nothing, just like all the apostles were killed except for John. They tried to kill him. They tried to boil him in oil. It didn't work.
Hold on, John Henry Weston, this is powerful. Do 5 more minutes with us then. Gerald Celente takes over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Powerful information. LifeSiteNews.com. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.